Now, the rest of the story. Walter was, Walter was Mr. Health. H-E-A-L-T-H, health. The picture of unbridled vigor. Strapping 6 foot, suntanned, barrel-chested, broad-shouldered, and appearances were not deceiving. Inasmuch as Walter was most health-conscious, he never smoked, and he avoided all drugs. He exercised daily, mostly swimming and brisk walking. In matters of personal hygiene, he was uncommonly scrupulous, and his obsession with vitality was a mere thread in a magnificent tapestry. Because, you see, he was 19th century American poet Walt Whitman. A line or two of Whitman, and you know it's Whitman. His writing bears his unmistakable stamp. And part of what makes him a unique literary figure is his passionate exaltation of physical being. In a poem entitled, I Sing the Body Electric, Whitman rejoices, and I'm quoting, the skin, the sun burnt, shade, freckles, hair, the circling rivers, and the breath, and the breathing in and out, the beauty of the waist, and thence of the hips, and thence downward toward the knees, the bones, the marrow in the bones, the exquisite realization of health. You see, the human body was more than a temple to Walt Whitman. It was virtually a religion. For the poet, body and soul were indiscernible. And so, with fanatical conscientiousness, he took care of his body. The expression of a well-made man appears not only in his face. Whitman said, it's in his limbs and joints also, in his walk, in the carriage of his neck, the flex of his waist and his knees. To see him pass conveys as much as the best poem. And Whitman devoted much energy toward emulating that ideal personality. For 2 years, he edited a New York newspaper, the Brooklyn Eagle, which often served as a forum for his fitness theories. Health consciousness was not in fashion in those days, and yet Whitman's readers were barraged with such advice, were encouraged to bathe and exercise regularly, to get plenty of fresh air, to stay well-groomed. He even hoped that science one day would help men and women have physically superior offspring. Although nowhere in his writing does he discuss physical destiny. That is, nowhere does he say that sometimes a man is just born to be well and other times just born to be ill. In the poet's case, it seemed so. You see, robust Walt Whitman was dedicated to his own physical fitness. He did all of the right things. He was Mr. Health. And still following his last doddering decades and his death at 72, an autopsy performed on poet Walt Whitman revealed, I hope you're sitting down for this, an autopsy performed on poet Walt Whitman revealed pleurisy and nephritis and a fatty liver and gallstones and a paralytic stroke and tuberculosis of almost everything, including his right lung and even his bones. And now you know the rest of the story.